This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. About 100 Ukrainian troops have arrived at Oklahoma's Fort Sill for training. Colonel Curtis King with the U.S. Artillery School made the confirmation.
Soldiers from the Ukrainian Armed Forces have arrived here at the Fire Center of Excellence at Fort Sill, Oklahoma to begin air defense training. This training will consist of operator and maintainer tasks for the Patriot Air Defense System.
Meanwhile, as of Monday night, at least 40 people now have been confirmed to have been killed. 30 remain missing after a Russian missile strike on a Ukrainian apartment building. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting on that.
Emergency crews searching an apartment block in the southeastern city of Dnipro, destroyed Sunday by a Russian missile strike. President Vladimir Zelensky saying 39 survivors had been pulled from the wreckage, while at least three children were among the dozens killed. Residents say the apartment tower did not house any military facilities. Staring at the scene, Irina Skripnik tells AP reporters, all of us could be in that place. The Kremlin claims it doesn't target residential buildings, but world leaders are condemning the strike. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says attacks against civilians violate international humanitarian law and must end immediately. I'm Ben Thomas.
The UN chief says in a new report that Al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremist groups are driving insecurity in central Mali and continue to clash near the populated areas in northern Gao and Manaka regions. Secretary of General Antonio Guterres said in the report to the UN Security Council that the level and frequency of violent incidents remain exceptionally high. This is VOA News. A large crowd of people on Monday gathered outside a Nepalese morgue built holding the bodies of victims of a plane crash in which at least 70 people died. Officials worked inside as police and riot gear guarded the facility in the tourist city. The aircraft carrying 72 people went down in clear weather on Sunday. Local media reported that the post-mortem of 24 victims would be conducted and the remaining would be flown to a capital. U.S. President Joe Biden still under fire after a White House lawyer confirmed this weekend five more pages of classified information was discovered when the Justice Department officials came to collect the one classified page found last week at Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware.
Mr. President, how do you think that the classified documents got into your boxes?
Biden ignoring questions from reporters while Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding visitor logs from Biden's private home. The White House Counsel's Office has now said those logs are likely non-existent in a statement consistent with past precedent of every president. Personal residence is personal. China has now announced its first population decline in recent years. More from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Amid an aging society and plunging birth rate, China's National Bureau of Statistics reported the country had 850,000 fewer people at the end of 2022 than over the previous year. That left a total of 1.411 billion, with 956 million births against 10.41 million deaths. Men also continue to outnumber women by 722 million to 689 million. That's a result of the now abandoned one-child policy and a traditional preference for male offspring to carry on the family name.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says his nation's efforts to be carbon neutral by 2050 would rely in part on returning to nuclear power, even though his predecessor had tried to move away from atomic power. Yoon's comments at a summit in the United Arab Emirates before its leader served to underline Seoul's commitment to nuclear power as it works to finish the Arabian Peninsula's first atomic power plant. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.